Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Java with Just Jody. That's right, you guys. It is freezing here in Michigan. So today I got a mocha Java. And yes, it's got marshmallow. We even have a chocolate little spoon. Better than that, I want to talk to you guys about grabbing your own cup of Java and get ready to meet my next guest. She's quite amazing. She is Miss Rochelle Voth. She is a certified physician's assistant. She has over 8 years experience as a hospitalist, internal medicine. She's worked critical care and ICU. And over the last few years, she specifically started to treat COVID patients, acute COVID patients, long haul COVID and COVID vaccine injuries, right? Because that's, you know, something we all talk about here quite often and what to do from there. So I thought it would be great to get her on over. And she has really worked through this pandemic right into the aftermath of, you know, everything that has happened, and it really opened her eyes in a different way in the medical field, I'm sure. And we're going to talk to her about that. But she, you know, sought out an alignment for herself with a good medical team that was dedicated to remedying all of like the challenges that were occurring. So she joined Dr. Meehan, right? Dr. Meehan, MD. So please welcome my next guest and enjoy that cup of Java, you guys. Miss Rochelle Voth, let's bring her in. Rochelle!
Hey, hi, Jody. Hi. It's so good to see you. And that looks like the best cup of coffee I've seen.
That's all you want. I think I created the show just so I could like logistically add more calories to my mornings.
Why not? Absolutely.
I was like, hey, man, it's verifiable. It's for a show.
Right? Yeah.
But I do have a coffee fetish and I like to try new coffees. Mm-hmm. So I actually built two coffee bars, and most of my audience is aware of that. They're like, show me your coffee bar, you know, and just, you know, fun, hot chocolate for the kids kind of thing.
Fun. Yeah, absolutely. My mom's a coffee aficionado, and I swear she dipped our pacifiers in it just to breed us into the culture. So I didn't get that gene, but all the rest of my siblings did.
Well, it's probably a good thing, because I'll tell you what, every evening I feel like I'm going to go down. And it's like, I better have a cup. Like, this is what I've done to myself. I'm now dependent on caffeine in the afternoon with four children, you know?
Yeah. Maybe a tea. Drink tea.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of, you guys did the Reawaken America tour. Miami. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They got the best green tea. That's why it made me kind of go there first.
Interesting. Okay.
They did. They have like in the media area, they have like the best green tea and coffees and health drinks back there. Yeah. And I was like really loving everything I tried. But anyhow, let's get into why you're here.
Sure.
So you have really absolutely been through seeing what most of our nightmare is.
Right.
The trauma of COVID, the after effects, and the vaccines. Really hard to get people to talk about it. So I'm so proud of you and Dr. Meehan, because there's been so many that are like steer away instead of helping.
Sure. You know? Sure.
So, you know, I did talk to my sister a little bit, so I can actually bring her up into this conversation today. She was a cancer patient, recovered several types of cancers. And just as an instance, you know, we weren't vaccinated and asked her not to be. She was in remission. All was well. She got vaccinated. She was able to be... I don't know. I won't say coerced, but spoken to enough to where she received it.
Yep.
Dairy treatment.
Oh.
And then got really sick. And then had the second shot, got sicker. And by the third shot, we now have many missing organs. She's been through everything imaginable.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. And a three-time vaccinated niece who formed a rare form of cancer.
Yeah,
it's leukemia, actually.
Okay.
So all of these things came to my attention. And, you know, when I was going to have you on before, I was really having one of these family crises. And I'm like, Rochelle sees this stuff.
Yeah.
They have a method.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So how did you get dug into all of this with situations like my sister, my niece, you know, people across America? Because I'm understanding it's more than 34 states that you've been assisting patients.
We are. Yeah, that's correct. I know. Part of that's a lot of credit to Dr. Meehan. And during the pandemic, when it first unfolded, he said, we got to help as many people as we can. And so he just went up to bat. And got licensed in as many states as we could. And so jointly, we have 35 states now and counting of licensures where we can help people out, where we can practice, prescribe, and treat, you know, obviously largely through telemedicine in that form. Mm-hmm. We do have people that fly in from Boston and they just want to meet and greet and they want to get, you know, their form signed and plans of care going. So we meet a lot of people from all over the U.S., which is part of the fun of this job and this mission, truly, because we're on a mission to get people well. Mm-hmm. And so my background, my pedigree, like you said in the intro, was 8 years of hospitalist medicine. And then 3 of those years at the tail end, you know, COVID happened. And at that time, I was stationed what's called an LTAC. So it's a long-term acute care facility. So people who need 25 days or more of inpatient care, oftentimes ICU type necessities. So it would be people who, for example, had gotten remdesivir and sarilumab, tocilizumab, the standard of care of COVID at that time. Yeah. And then they were put on a vent and then they needed vent weaning. And so I would be the person who would do the vent weaning and they would stay with us for 3 days to 3 months, you know, depending on how severe everything was. And so in the beginning of it all, nobody really knew what was going on. We were trusting our, you know, CDC. We were trusting, you know, our infectious disease boards. We weren't really looking into things. We were just all kind of in it together. And as the year kind of went on and I got these patients that were super sick, I just started noticing everybody had remdesivir, like 95% of them. Yeah. Everybody had tocilizumab, sarilumab. So I just started questioning it. I said, hey, either, you know, COVID's really bad and we can't get a hold of it with what we're doing. Yeah. Or maybe we're treating them wrong. You know, just a question. And I started looking at the CT scans of their lungs and I started noticing it looks a little bit like there's some fibrotic disease going on, connective tissue disorder, which can be a side effect of some of these drugs. So I just had these questions, you know, brewing within my own logic. Mm. And I started just keeping lists of certain patients and correlation of symptoms and things of that nature. And so I became curious, is the best way to say that.
Yeah.
And then introduce, you know, these shots that are new genetic technology. You have to give it that kind of a credit. And I thought, I don't know. So I put that on my differential list, meaning if you came in and you were short of breath, I'm thinking, do you have a blood clot? Do you have asthma? Do you have heart failure, pneumonia? Or did you get a shot? Like I added it in as a potential instigator. And when I did that, I started noticing correlations quite routinely. And to your story, one of those routine correlations was recurrence of a former cancer. And so I, before anybody said anything about this, before it was even a research-based plausibility, I had it as a question in my mind because I would have recurrent lymphomas. One of our own in our medical community passed away from lymphoma within 3 months, been in remission for years. Yes. All of a sudden, stage 4, full blown. And no, it came out of nowhere with a vengeance after having multiple shots.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was really, truly just kind of a basis of observation in what I was doing, where I just started to red flag things and say, hey, we're not doing the right models of treatment or, you know, we don't understand everything that's going on right now. And then I had 2 experiences in the hospital personally, which you might have heard me speak about at Reawaken America. And that really became the cornerstone of when I said personally to myself, we have to do something.
Amen.
There's a niche of patients that are being hurt directly by this modified technology. And I'm talking about Moderna and Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson. We have a little bit of some, you know, blood clots can happen, some neurological symptoms, but it's not modified RNA technology.
Right.
Pfizer and Moderna are. So I was more curious about those up front. And so it was around this time when I treated that patient who had been misdiagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and acute renal failure because she starved herself and that wasn't the case. She was clearly vaccine injured by a Moderna Pfizer shot. And she came to with the correct principles and procedures that FLCCC quite aligns with. using ivermectin, repurposed drugs, and nutraceuticals. And I said, we got to do something. We got to do something now because we're coming to a crossroads where patients are going to see their primary care. They're coming into the hospital, and the root of the problem is not being acknowledged. We're seeing the side effects and the symptoms, but we're not diagnosing the proper understanding of what's truly driving these things. And so I met Dr. Meehan at that time, and it was, I like to say, we went in to, you know, talk about employment and kind of what we could do for each other. We walked out with a business plan.
That's incredible.
It was really just the synergy of the right timing, the right person, and a very mission-minded bond at that time. And so I feel very grateful to be here. We've been treating people now for at least the last year. So,
wow.
Associations of symptoms that have come post-shot or infection, truly, mm-hmm. and trying to find answers to those unsolvable right now questions that we have, mm-hmm. You know, of things like cancer that yeah. we're seeing. To your stories, testimony, lymphoma is one of, and it's one of the most common cancers that we have seen in association. Mm-hmm. Leukemias too, brain cancers, breast cancer, colon cancer, and in young persons. And then we're seeing things that are weird, like two primary cancers at the same time.
Yeah.
That's not normal, you know? And colon cancer in young people, like 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, again, that's not normal.
No.
So I'm kind of deviating around all town right now, but.
Oh, that's totally great though, because. You know, as you like expand on these things, we got to mm-hmm. remember there's so many Americans that are like, I can't trust the healthcare system. Right. So something that you're saying is going to register like a mm-hmm. new form of treatment, right? Yeah. Regaining the knowledge mm-hmm. to earn the trust again, because right. I mean, they're really actually suffering. And even my niece is only a couple mm-hmm. years younger than me. So she's in uh-huh. her 40s
okay.
and just, you know, healthy out of nowhere developed. Mm-hmm. B-cell leukemia, and wow. it was so aggressive
sure.
that she was taken to Cleveland Clinic.
Okay.
And she's been in the hospital 4 months. And yeah. You know, like to where that's the right. chemo, she did treatment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people mm-hmm. are going to do what they're going to do no matter what your research is, you know, as right. you probably have found out.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, her mother, has been very well at, you know, kind of good at mm-hmm. suggesting. Sure. Other options for her.
Yep.
And I'll say right now, she's the best she's been, but it takes 3 people to stand her up. And we're talking about a completely healthy woman 5 months ago, 6 months ago.
I'm so sorry. You know?
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah,
it's and horrible.
I didn't know mm-hmm. I was going to see my family become a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people I've been interviewing for four mm-hmm. years or 3 years or 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. Right. It's literally like now everybody knows somebody
mm-hmm.
who had a stroke,
yeah.
who has cancer. Like
right.
it wasn't this way a few years ago.
No, it was not. No, it was not.
Mm-hmm. How much do you, because I'm sure you, yeah. you know, you're a step away from actually being a physician yourself. Mm-hmm. I guess to explain to the audience today, that what the mRNA actually does, mRNA,
mm-hmm.
and the gene manipulation process, because that's yeah. what sure. I'm learning about.
Sure. Yeah, you know, and when you talk about, so I think to educate people, yeah. you can Google this and it'll be correct. It's not misinformation yet.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. But so DNA is composed of building blocks. Okay. So you have these building blocks called A, G, T, and C. All right. And those things in different combinations code for proteins to be made in your body, and proteins do certain functions for you. Now, RNA is a little bit different. It has one base pair that's different than the DNA does. Okay. And it's A, U, G, and C. So the U is different than the T from DNA. And that U is called uridine. And what they did is they put a methyl group on that uridine. And it stabilizes. So they called it pseudo-uridine. So like uridine, but not uridine. Okay. And that's what modified RNA is. Okay. It's a genetic manipulation of that. Mm-hmm. And what they did was they then took that RNA and then they put it into a little vesicle for you and they gave it to your body. Okay. And that mm-hmm. purpose of the RNA is to make the spike protein. Mm-hmm. All right. The spike protein is the part of the COVID virus that makes you feel like crud. It makes you go achoo. It makes you, you know, all the symptoms of fever, body aches, et cetera. It's the part that does the damage. Okay. And so that I think people just need to know from a baseline standpoint that that's how this works.
Yeah.
And so when they, part of the reason why, and Dr. What's his name? Or I'm sorry, it's not Dr. Kevin McKernan does a really good job of explaining this on the High Wire with Dell Bigtree. And Dr. Mm-hmm. Meehan, I actually was out, was the presenter that day. And so I encourage people to go watch that video, because what he does is he explains, and who Kevin McKernan is, he is a lead R&D research and developer of the Human Genome Project back in the 2000s. Wow. So he led the progression in how to sequence human DNA. And so what he did was he took in his own independent lab after these shots came out, old vials of Moderna and Pfizer, and he sequenced the genetics of it. And now somebody who understands human DNA is looking into what was, you know, the content of the mRNA, what are these shots, consist of genetically. And when he did that, he found some very interesting things. He found particularly something called plasmid DNA. So DNA, not RNA, but plasmid DNA. And plasmid DNA are circular rings of DNA that is a way that we use in modified technology world or genetic technology world to make a lot of copies of RNA, because RNA is made from DNA. All right. And so it's like Xeroxing. It's a way to Xerox copies of RNA quickly. And what you do with these circular rings of DNA is you put them in E. coli, a bacteria, and you allow the bacteria to grow and to mass produce these circular rings of plasmid DNA. Again, the function of plasmid DNA being made is to make more RNA. Mm-hmm. And we do this to make it really quickly, really fast. So then you have to break open the bacteria to get to the plasmid DNA to get to the RNA. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what he found was when he took these vials and they sequenced them, he sequenced them genetically. He found that in that plasmid DNA, all right, so the printer machine for making the RNA, he found that in there were some things that were not disclosed specifically to the European Medical Association. And so what he found was something called SV40. SV40 is about 400 and some base pairs of a virus, simian virus, that actually turns on genetic expression. It's a genetic promoter. And it's been linked to turning on oncological states, cancer states. And so that was not disclosed. It's in these plasmid circular rings of DNA, which are in these shots that he has, analyzing. And they're not supposed to be there, basically, is the point. So if you're giving people these plasmid DNAs, by the way, plasmid DNAs, I didn't know this until I listened to the video, but these plasmids, actually your gut bacteria like to eat them up. Okay. And when they eat them up, there's a risk that your DNA just in our system can be integrated into our genomic structure. There's a risk for that. So if you have your gut bacteria taking these up, they could integrate them theoretically into your genomic tissue. And that can also cause issues when your proteins go and read your DNA and cause issues like cancer too. So you have the plasmids, which are in contaminant and not supposed to be in those shots being given to you. And they're being taken up potentially into your DNA and causing problems. But then furthermore, in the plasmids, we have something called SV40, which can also turn on oncological states and promotion. And then just in general, this RNA, this pseudouridine, this modified RNA, it dampens the surveillance system of your immune system. It over time weakens it. And we know that this modified RNA, it doesn't seem to really get out of our system as we thought it did. So that's a concern, because when you dampen your immune system, you're turning off your cancer surveillance. So it's a really fascinating video to watch, because he explains so much of that. And I think it helps us understand the plausibility of the correlation.
For sure, especially for people that aren't medically able to, I guess, know the terminology I'm getting at, when people break it down the way you just did or the way he would, it's definitely going to hit home. I know it did more for me, just trying to understand to be able to, help other people and have great people like yourself come on and talk about what you guys are doing. Well, thank you. And you have to say, I'm so impressed. I've never met Dr. Meehan either.
Oh, we'd love to have you meet him.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Like with this whole system. Mm-hmm. And before we get to kind of like what you guys are doing to help, I want to talk about Shot Dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shot Dead. Yeah.
I just got to say, wow, first off, and I want to go back, so I'll just tell everybody now, it'll be in the description down below how to get there, along with all of Rochelle's other information that's there and Dr. Meehan's. It's going to be a must see documentary for people that are going through what we've all been through with COVID. So I'm going to say everybody could watch this movie and be okay with it. I mean, obviously I'm not going to have my 10-year-old watch it because it's sad. You know, there's a little sadness there. It's the movie I see you guys didn't want to ever have to make. Right. So here's a little bit, you guys. It's a documentary featuring an 18-year-old female fatality post-COVID injection. So she was 18 years old and died after the injection. And it did occur in Tulsa. They get really into this with Dr. Thorpe, Dr. McCullough, right? They were really, I guess, part of this whole creation process. So we're going to head over there really quick. Oh, actually, I should show you the clip first, huh? Then show them how to get there because I have a clip. I'm all over the map. We worked late here last night.
Did you?
Oh, Lord, yes. It was like 1 o'clock. I'm like, good night, y'all. Good night.
Yeah. No, that's pushing the midnight oil for sure.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. So here we go. Let's find. It's not there. We'll have to come over here. All right. Here we go. I found the clip, and this is why I need an assistant. Heidi. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. I'll play the clip. It's about 3.5 to 4 minutes. Heidi clipped it out. It's called Shot Dead, you guys, and you'll be able to see it. I'll take you to the website when we're done.
Yep.
When she went to go get the shot, she got some blood work done as well, which she told us about the blood work.
She told us she was going for an annual, just a checkup. She was an adult now. She wanted her own doctor, and she wanted to go just to get a checkup. And we said, okay, if that's what you want to do, do it. So she went.
And nothing. It all came back perfectly normal. So at the same time she got the shot, she got a clean bill of health.
Throughout the end of the summer, she started having some issues with feeling lightheaded when she stood up. She was getting nauseous after she ate.
Sleeping a lot. I mean, anytime she wasn't at work, she was sleeping.
And
that was not like her.
Yeah, and she was starting to lose weight, but she had no problems before that. No pre-existing conditions, no comorbidities. She liked to jog around the neighborhood. She would go to the gym with her sister. She was
take the dogs for walks.
Yeah.
I mean, she was pretty active.
Had we known then what we know now.
Her room, how she left it. She had her own style. We called Grandma Chic with her quilts and all of her everything. After she passed, we found her bucket list under her bed that she made when she was 16. And she'd been keeping track of it for 2 years. And it is. It's pretty amazing. Most of the things on here are not even for her. She wanted to be a mother. She wanted to adopt a teenager because she knew that teenagers did never get adopted. And she wanted to be a foster parent. I mean, what 18-year-old child puts, or 16, I guess, when she made it, puts that on their bucket list. Number 57 years, she wanted to go to a floating lantern festival. That is that's what we're doing for her today, for her birthday. All of her stuffed animals, I mean, she was growing up, but she was still so young. Today is her birthday.
She would be 19.
19 today. They kept pushing that it was safe and effective. And
did you go too quickly is the first. The answer to that is the speed was a reflection of extraordinary scientific advances and did not compromise safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity.
do it for grandma and grandpa. And
we recommend taking the path of least risk. In this case, that's clearly vaccination. And don't forget, your child spends time around other people who are at higher risk. So vaccinating them does contribute to the safety of others, many of whom they love.
She was getting ready to start college, and she was worried about having to get a shot to be able to go to college.
So we're going to require the COVID-19 vaccine for the same reason that we have always required vaccinations of students, whether it's for measles or mumps or meningitis, and it's to keep the community safe.
If it's going to be more accessible to more people, I think why not? I mean, it can't do any harm.
Yeah, as soon as I can, I'll be like waiting on that CVS website to hit the button as soon as I'm eligible.
Everything else was telling her to get it, and she decided, you know, really, what's the chances? What's the chances? Yeah. And she knows other people who've gotten it, and they seem fine, so why not?
You heard what on whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No. Scientist? No.
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can he point to his Gabella?
Get the vaccine.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine. Roll the up and get the vaccine.
And tell your friend on Facebook to stick to jewelry.
She listened to the BS. She listened to the safe and effective, and it killed her.
Whew. Okay. Let me get it together here. It's so tough, yeah. Man. Man, you know, bless her heart, their whole family. God bless them. The thing here is she's one of thousands of people, young people that did the same. You know, I did have a nephew left for college to play basketball and they demanded his vaccination or he couldn't play there or stay in the dorm. And he said, no, we were so proud of him. But it costed the family double the money to live off campus now and rent an apartment and do all this stuff and then ends up on the court playing with the people anyway. You know, it was insane rules just as an example. And you take a family like that. We'll screen share a little bit of this real quick over to Shot Dead to just really make our point here today. You guys, I'll have this down there. You see at the top, it says We the Patriots, USA.org, Shot Dead the movie. Powerful, and it's going to, you know, definitely impact you. It looks like it was at this film festival. Let's see right here. Okay, so the movie they don't want you to see. I agree with that. They do not want us to see what they've done, Rochelle.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and it just hits so home because this is an 18-year-old who is in our backyard, who I think we all have a story of someone that we know. That we question, you know, the origin surrounding their demise. This is an 18-year-old who had hopes and dreams of being a foster mom, who wanted to go to college, who was ready to live her life, who had loving parents. And by the nature of propaganda, coercion, groupthink, you know, all of it, we all experienced, she trusted the medical institution. And it failed her. It completely failed her. She had if you go through the story, she had multi-organ system failure in a 3-month time frame from the onset of the first shot that was given. They think that she might have gotten a second. But it goes into her story so you can just understand the egregiousness of what's going on. And then it actually goes into the story of a pregnant mother who lost a baby as well. And it goes into some of the, you know, Pfizer documents that Dr. Thorpe talks about in terms of the research, that came out from just shot one, shot two, and in showing how there were pregnant women in that trial and how out of the 280 pregnant women that were in that trial, they did not follow up with and ask any questions to 238 of them. But of the 32 that they did ask questions, 81% of them miscarried. Staggering number, even if it's a small sample size. And so it goes into more details like that to really equip us with the understanding of what really truly happened, especially in young persons, and then especially to female fertility. There's a whistleblower nurse in California who talks about the stillbirths that they experienced after the rollouts of the shots. It was horrific.
I've seen some of that. It is horrific. And knowing that there wasn't full testing and all that stuff done on these vaccinations.
Right.
Now, I have to say, here I usually focus on something politically positive after we get through the rough stuff, and you guys have done that.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about this next portion to discuss it with you because something like this movie is going to impact you forever, and it's going to take the knowledge and somebody else's heartache and loss and teach America. So I'll be sharing that movie separately out as well as everywhere. And I'll get the, you know, a team on it. We have a great team here at PHP News, and there's 50 contributors, and they're wonderful about, you know, really helping other people learn. And I'm saying we're going to learn a lot from Shot Dead, you know.
Yes. Absolutely.
So back to my political positivity. So I'm not going to sit here and cry all morning. You guys, I know, right?
Yes.
You guys devised a system. And here's the one thing I love. Become your own scientist over your health. Like, that is, I mean, that's, you know, some people would say branding. That's not branding. That is like a true, honest to God statement. Become your own scientist over your health. And I love that. I'm going to start like saying it actually. You know, because nobody knows your body better than you, number one. And I know the people like in the services, we'll go over here together and talk about Dr. Meehan's website first. Let me get that's the shop. Okay, here it is. Okay, so here we go, drmeehanmd.com or just meehanmd.com.
Yes, correct.
You'll see it at the bottom there in the ticker. They do offer telemedicine, you guys. I love this telemedicine day because a lot of times you can basically give your symptoms to a professional and they know from right there without any testing. Like, you know, let's not get into all of the testing before you listen to the patient. So this makes, in my opinion, many physicians just listen versus having to do the full workup.
Which is part of where the trust needs to come back in with medicine. I mean, to your point, honestly, if I can talk with you and I have a time-based care appointment of 45 minutes to 60 minutes, which is what our new patient consults traditionally are, about 80% of what I need to know we can get from just listening. 20% are tests, labs, and next follow-up steps. But 80% of that really is that you and I sitting down and getting to know each other, collaborating together, and me listening to who you are and what's happened in your life to be able to understand how to best think tank together and move forward.
Yes. I mean, that is so true. And here's what I really like want to focus on a little bit too is, you know, the restoration of the care, like some of these people, like the Rescue and Restore program. You know, you get an older person or, I mean, it could be somebody my age even, and they're suffering from long-term COVID, which, you know, I have seen, I think I might've had, like I was lagging for months, not feeling well. It came back, whatever it was. I don't do tests, so I didn't really find out what it was, but you know, I did the proper course of what I thought was well with the ivermectin and vitamin D and zinc and, you know, all those things. And, if I would have known about this, that may have been my option at the time. But if you guys click on some of this stuff and open it, you'll see here. And I do have another thing that I really like. This lion remembers recalling it for me. I like the ad that you guys have, and it says, is this you?
Right.
So I have that up as well. We'll pull it up.
Thank you.
But yeah, it kind of starts to tell you how you can do this 90-day program. Tell me how you guys came together and really just said, this is what we're going to do, and we have the science to do it now.
Yeah, you know, it really came from my background, you know, hospital world. So I my bread and butter has been internal medicine, then insert COVID, which we know does a lot of funky things to us, and saying there's a space that's not recognized of how to help solve what needs to be moved forward. And so what we did was we developed a 90-day program because what happens is we now know the most common things that can turn on, off, or become chaotic within the human system post-COVID, either infection or injection. And so what we do is we offer first one appointment where we don't do any labs, no testing. We just kind of talk about the plausibility of whether or not COVID infection or injection has affected you. And that's something we can do together no, you know, low cost to you. The other thing, though, is the program. If you know that post-COVID, I can't get up off the couch anymore, or my hormones are disbalanced, or I continually have numbness and tingling in my legs or my feet, you know, or I lost my taste and smell for 2 years and I still can't get it back, things like that. We just put you into this program. And what we do is we check for the most common things blood work wise. We sit together. We have a 45-minute appointment. We go through the blood work panel. We go through your symptoms. And then we start producing strategies to help treat you. And these strategies are things that your primary care doctor could know and your hospitalist team could know. It's just that they don't right now because they're not looking for it, or they're not aware of it, frankly. And so we try and treat you from a multimodality approach. We will look at nutraceuticals. We'll look at repurposed pharmaceutical drugs, peptide therapies. And if we have a condition that we're dealing with that actually needs something else that we don't provide, we'll get you to that provider right away. Okay. I have a few cases like that where people have pulmonary fibrosis, just real severe scarring of the lungs. And I know of some off-brand treatments they can't say on camera, but for legal reasons, but I know where to get you to and who is using those in the US. And so we'll push you in that direction. But back to the 90-day program, we usually need about 30 to 60 days to see if people get well. And so we decided to build it into a 3-month program to help mitigate costs, part of that too. So it includes a bundle of labs. It includes 3 provider appointments over 3 months. It includes instigating therapies. And then, you know, journeying together just to see where we can get you and how we can get you well. And oftentimes we do within the first month. It's really neat to see.
Oh, that's got to feel so good and rewarding.
A lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. Blessing. And for them. Absolutely.
After what everyone has been through, right? Yeah. I mean, that is like where it's at. Like the ultimate God plan, bringing the right warriors together and battling with like a system that doesn't even interfere if they do take other meds and stuff, right?
Sure. And this is a neat thing. All natural. Yeah, we mix the two fields here, Dr. Meehan and I. We mix traditional medicine because there is a space for it.
Yeah.
You know, ivermectin is a medicine. It's a pharmaceutical drug.
Yeah.
And then we mix nutraceutical and functional medicine in that. Quercetin, vitamin D, resveratrol, black seed oil, Nigella sativa, things like that that we know marriage together to produce and give you either, first of all, we want to stop the symptoms from happening, right? We want to mitigate those, but then we want to get to the root. And if there's a root that we can address, we want it. We want to target that. And then maybe if there's some of your blood pressure medications, we can get you off in the process. That'd be great too. Yeah, you know, so we do a lot of different things that complement each other, utilizing and recognizing that it's a multimodality approach. Sometimes infrared light saunas are part of the treatments that we prescribe, you know, and because it synergistically works with methylene blue. So you get the pharmaceutical, which is methylene blue, but we tell you go do the lifestyle thing too.
Yeah.
And so it's really a comprehensive care plan that we aim for and shoot for to give to people.
So refreshing to hear. You have no idea coming from a world of big pharma, you know, to see that there is medications that can mix with natural supplements and seed oils and whatnot to like work for you.
Right.
I have to ask, do you think there'll be a day that we will be able to get services covered with insurance like this? I know we're going to need a new president to make that happen.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Right?
Yes, me too.
So impressed with that, that I just like, you know, literally, I know people that need this plan. So we need to make it happen here for them.
There is, you know, some of these, what do you call it, medical sharing accounts. So MediShare, actually, I don't know if MediShare specifically is one of them that does this, but there's another one called Christian something. I apologize. I should have known the names better. But some of those plans I have seen cover functional medicine.
Isn't that
amazing? We would qualify as functional medicine for those persons. So, you know, you come through us, you know, go through the payout, and then you would backbill, basically. Yeah.
I always say, like, there's always a way to figure it out. It's getting the care that we need and then dealing with it, right? Because you got to be healthy to deal with anything. And you cannot take on situations and dealing with insurances and this and that when you don't even feel good.
That's hard.
Just like, you know, do what you got to do to get well, and then we'll conquer the rest.
Right.
But I just want to ask some people, like, you know, because I love this. I kind of cropped it out. if this is them, right?
Yes.
Changes in your hair, smell, mm-hmm. or vision, chest right. pains, dizziness, cognitive decline, mm-hmm. relapsing viral illnesses, yeah. ovarian or testicular yep. cancer, or no, failure.
Mm-hmm.
Severe yeah. anxiety and depression. That's surprising me, but I can see mm-hmm. where that would, yeah,
yeah,
you know, your DNA. So difficulty breathing or recurrent cough. Unrelenting fatigue. That's what I hear a lot of. People are like, yeah. I had it and now I'm just exhausted forever.
Right.
Like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Right.
Skin reactions, tremors, mm-hmm. tingling, numbness, blood clots, heart attack and stroke, which we hear about the most.
Right.
And aggressive cancer, which we also hear about the mm-hmm. most. And I'm sitting here as a witness to that right. in my own family, that is what you will see, aggressive cancer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a... Even for people who never had cancer, mm-hmm. they're obtaining it now at a mm-hmm. new level, rapid rate.
Right.
So would this system help mm-hmm. slow growth?
Sure. Yeah. You know, if anybody comes in, I look at, we know the different lots, we think the different lots have different proportions of the modified RNA, of the lipid nanoparticles, of the endotoxins. And so based on what shot you got, you have a different risk profile potentially. Then also, you're a human being. You have different genetic variability to you than XYZ. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into play with that. So when anybody comes in, and if I don't have a presenting symptom that we need to treat and address, but they're just concerned about what did I put something into my body that might have long-term effect, and I know that cancer is kind of popping up in the system, we have two things we can do. One, we have a novel blood test called the Galleri. And the Galleri, what it does is it takes your blood and it looks for methylation patterns that are associated with different types of cancer. So it can screen for up to 50 different types of cancers. Screening, not diagnostic, but screening. We haven't had that type of technology available to us as clinicians. And this has been around for about 2 years now. Some mainstream hospitals are now picking it up. I think it'll get on the insurance docket soon. It's not currently insurance covered. But we can do that if you have question and curiosity of something going on that I don't know about. And what's so neat about it is it can capture cancer up to stage one. So pancreatic cancers, it's capturing at stage one. Usually you can't do that in pancreatic cancer world. Mm-mm. So the Galleri is helpful. But what I do for people who don't have issues but took a shot and they're concerned about their risk factors associated with it, or just the unknown, is I put them on something that's prophylactic to them. That these are repurposed pharmaceutical drugs. These are nutraceuticals that will support your immune system, try and build it back up, keep the surveillance factors going, and then scavenge, essentially, for anything that could be residual from these shots. So any excess spike protein microload that you might have, any of these microclots that we know can exist and persist without people really feeling like they have a problem long-term. Things that calm down inflammation. You know, if you're somebody that has, let's say, psoriasis, and now you have the risk of potential psoriatic arthritis developing, I'm going to put you on some things to kind of help calm down that progression potentially. So we try and mitigate risk. We try and deal with, you know, current day problems. And it's a little bit of a unique mix for everybody because we're all so different. It really depends on a lot of things. But
you know, the one thing I'm so grateful to hear, though, is that you and Dr. Meehan and mm-hmm. some of the other doctors that are affiliated, like, not just went out of the way, but did the science to form something like this.
Right.
Like, where would we be without mm-hmm. anybody's help, right?
Because mm-hmm.
a couple of years ago, we were just sitting here like ducks, mm-hmm. sitting ducks, you know?
Right.
And if they're going to make you take it and the possibility of, mm-hmm. you know, in my brain, because I'm pretty dramatic in my brain, I'm sitting there like, yeah, they're just going to kill me, right? They make me take this. They're trying to kill me. So that's sure. never going to happen. Sure. Right. And I'm going through this and I'm like, there was a lot of people that felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have people mm-hmm. of your stature and other physicians that are stepping forward and they're like, no, mm-hmm. stop. This is what we can right. do to combat. And
right.
this is the best wellness system I've seen. So,
you
know, most yeah. of the time you just hear about a few things you can do or
sure.
take. So this is
sure.
a whole it's care
whole
plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's really been fun. It's really truly because
yeah.
it gives you a little bit of peace of mind, I think, personally.
Oh, yeah.
But you oftentimes get great results too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't promise that for everybody, you know, because that's just physically
yeah.
possible. But
right.
I was saying, honestly, Jody, 95% of the people that we work with get well. get better. You know, what's hard is the cancer states. Like that's a different realm. But, you know, for other issues, like we've got back somebody's taste and smell after not having it for 2 years.
Wow.
I mean, we talk about a change of quality of life. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is awesome.
We've diagnosed another people. I've seen a blood clot from hip to toe that they didn't really know about.
Yeah.
That would be high risk for severe consequences had that continued to progress. You know, I'd have people again, like they couldn't get off of the couch, that brain fog, that fatigue, that zero energy, more than 15 minutes a day would put them out. And we got them up and bicycling 4 times a week, 40 miles within the 90 days. So just, we're really seeing some significant dramatic improvements of life, which is rewarding to me, but much more rewarding to those going through it.
Yeah.
And honestly, with methods and techniques that don't break the bank.
Right.
If you have long-term toxicity to you that don't form withdrawals if you stop the care, that are really preventative. And honestly, I really think the way that medicine should be, it should be a synergistic wellness system.
Yeah.
You know, offensive strategy. I like to joke, I jumped off the defense team and moved into offense.
You really did. And that's amazing because when you've seen what you have seen and worked with what you've worked with, the severity of the patients.
Right.
Asking those questions was really brave of you at that time. Yeah. Really brave because a lot of people just went through the motions like, well, they'll take my job or all these different things could occur to me if I question. So very brave of you. But I want to take everybody over to the wellness shop.
Yes, please.
I would like them to kind of understand that there's different, you know.
We have a lot of things to offer.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that's neat, so if you're just listening, you're like, I took a shot. I don't know what to do. I'm concerned about my risk. We've actually built something called Spike Bundle. And if you use the promo code SPIKE, you'll get a discount off of it for your viewers. And so Spike Bundle has nattokinase, curcumin, nanocurcumin, and bromelain. Which if you listen to Dr. Peter McCullough, he's developed this protocol. He's the science behind it. Really helps target degrading any residual fragments of spike protein, these microclots that we know can happen in the body that have amyloid-like proteins and fibrin. These are things that don't degrade naturally on their own very easily in the human system. And nattokinase, curcumin, and bromelain are nutraceuticals. So bromelain's pineapple root, nanocurcumin's from turmeric. Nattokinase is a soybean fermented with a bacteria that they eat a lot in frequent Japanese culture. And so that bundle is available to people just to take. It's pretty usually safe for people. You might want to check in with your PCP just if you have any clotting issues currently, or if you know you have too thin or thick of blood. I will caveat that. But it's something that people can readily just kind of get into their wheelhouse of, you know, normalcy to do something preventative for them now. Otherwise, we have a ton of other nutraceuticals in there related to hormone health, to rebalancing, you know, electrolyte deficiencies. We even have our trusted partners that have, you know, like infrared saunas that can be delivered to your house, you know, EMF lowering techniques and clothing, stuff that's just kind of in the wheelhouse of let's be indestructible. Dr. Meehan's tagline is, I'm going to make you hard to kill. Like you said.
Yeah, I like this right here. Hard to kill bundle.
Hard to kill bundle.
It's
in there.
I love this.
And for anybody listening, anything else in the shop beyond that spike bundle, if you use the promo code HEALTH, all caps, we'll give you a discount as well for that too. So
HEALTH, all caps.
Site-wide for
that's fabulous. Mm-hmm. I'll be adding those into the description, you guys. But as you can see, there is a bundle for no matter what your issue could be with your health. And never would we have been able to put these things together without science, right? Without good health care and good physicians. So we need to remember that, you guys, as there is kind of a negative outlook on healthcare. We need to remember that it also can work to our advantage when we have people like Dr. Meehan and Rochelle, you know, really working with patients every day and having to have gone through the worst to be able to do what they're doing as well. And, you know, I'm sure that was very hard times for you guys to watch. I know how hard, like, you know, I have family that are nurses and whatnot, and I know how difficult it was just for them to go to work during the pandemic, you know? And then the coming home phase of, wow, never in a day have I lost 7 patients, you know? Like, this is insane. What is, you know, and the same questions, right? So yeah. I do love this, and I'm highly going to recommend it. And might want to even get into this hard to kill bundle.
It's fun. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there. We have everything from immune support to inflammation reduction to organ meats, which are really helpful in hormonal rebalancing.
Oh, I need this hormonal rebalancing at my age.
I see a lot of people be very thankful when we do. It's a fun world to get to play in.
There is a fabulous healthcare supplements here.
And I mentioned too, if you go to our website, it's how you can book an appointment. You can also call our office. There's a number on the screen, 918-600-2240. But we're starting to roll out something called free consults where you'll meet with one of our health coaches. And we can do that no charge to you. And we'll just talk with you, get to know you, figure out kind of what is going on and what might be the best fit for you, along with a few personalized recommendations right off the bat while you're waiting to get into the clinic. So we just want to make that aware to people and an offering to you.
And right that would be here, right?
At MeehanMD.com. You can click on schedule your free consultation today. And we'll
love this. And you guys can see Rochelle up here, her beautiful self with Dr. Meehan.
Thank you.
You know, Rochelle, I have to say, you guys are great warriors. I mean, you're saving people. There's nothing more rewarding at the end of the day, I'm sure. But at the same time, we appreciate you. Americans appreciate you. And if there's anything that, you know, you ever need to get across, please let us know. Do you have anything else you want to tell us today?
Sure. No, just that there is hope. I love that that's the focus of, you know, every story that you write and you produce here, because I want that also to be the message. You know, we hear so much about the damage and the destruction and the bad outcomes that I want people to know, and why we do this type of a show today. That there is hope. It doesn't have to be that way. We might not have all the answers, but we're definitely gunning for solutions. And we know enough right now to know that there are some things that do work, and it's not hopeless. Because a lot of times the people that come to my office, they've been to 20 different doctors and spent $200,000, and they've been given this is what it is. This is an ultimate terminal outcome for you. That's not the case in every case. So it's really neat to be able to know it's not done. It's not over. And I think more of those answers are coming down the turnpike. And that's why I say, know your tribe, get into your team medically with people like us who have that type of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
To bring it to you when it comes, or get you to where you need to go when we are aware of it. And it's a fun field in that regard for us. But
it is so, I just can't even tell you. It's like a calmness that comes over me when I realize that there are methods and there is this plan that exists that's going to, you know, somewhat reverse some of the effects people have, if not cure. So, amen. We're and trying. I just got to say thank you, Jesus, for these amazing physicians and Rochelle. So you're real quick. You are actually going to go into, did I read Physician's Law?
Well, yes, I started right at the same time that I met Dr. Meehan. I went into, it's a master's degree and, you know, looking into healthcare law, essentially. Wow. So you don't become a lawyer, but you look at the studies of lawyer.
That's going to be real awesome.
So it's very interesting. It's a lot of reading.
I was going to say, but I mean, the amount that you're absorbing is probably just only going to be used in the future, for you. Yeah,
so. You know, the pandemic really pressed this evolutionary pressure on us to really, I think, one, know the law, know our rights. Two, I'm talking as clinicians, and then two, do the research and know how to read research, which were two things that I wasn't well taught. I should just speak for myself. But I don't think a few others were not as well. And when we came out of this mix, I said, okay, time to suit up and know my things. And so law was one of them. And then, you know, this whole other research division was the other avenue. And so,
wow, we need more Rochelles.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I do like to learn. That is part of the problem.
No, that is exactly what we need. And I'm kind of a knowledge seeker myself. And this process has like taught me more in the last 4 years than I ever would have learned in a lifetime if I wasn't speaking to people such as yourself all the time and just keeping the knowledge and in the research going and becoming your own scientist.
I know. Health. And going back to the tagline, because we all have an ownership of that, of our own truth and figuring out our diagnosis and, pressing forward for answers and solutions. we're happy to collaborate with you. And that's why we're a collaboration. We're not just a dictatorship here.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. And there seems to be a lot of team power with your team.
Absolutely. Very true. And we actually give you the research. So whenever I have an appointment with you, at the end of your visit summary, I actually attach PDFs for you. So you can take with you why we're doing what we do, and you can actually bring it to your maybe dermatologist, and maybe they'll read it too, you know, or just so you're equipped to make your own decision. And you're like, I read this. I actually don't agree with it. I don't want to go this way. Okay. We'll move on and move forward, you know, but I think that's where that trust is going to come back and needs to be rebuilt.
And the knowledge has really become, you know, our power, but it's also our power to live in this world, you know? So,
Yep.
Wow. Well, I just can't thank you enough for teaching us today. And if there's anything in the future I can ever do, please reach out.
Thank you.
Tell Dr. Meehan as well.
Yes,
and, you know, just God bless you. God bless you for everything you do. And I thank you so much once again for being here. My team will as well. And we're going to make sure that we also head on over and watch the new documentary.
Yes.
Shot Dead.
So
I hope you guys all hit the mindset wellness shot today and pick out your best bundle for you. Or schedule an appointment with Rochelle and Dr. Meehan's whole little research clinic. I'm not sure what to call it there.
It's okay. Like, we're just a clinic.
Kind of like a research place. Yeah.
Perfect.
You know, they have this 90-day program that we just went through and check it out. And spike proteins and stuff like that as well if you're dealing with that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Thank you so much for
being
here.
It's fabulous.
Absolutely. God bless y'all. God bless Post 45 and God bless America. I'm just Jody, and I am going to see y'all real soon.